Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast. We're doing this in the afternoon, which is not my usual show. It's usually on Wednesday evenings. But my lovely guest is in Denmark, and so we had to coordinate. And she's been on the show before, but we had to coordinate the time so that it's not too late for her. And, you know, it's 1 in the afternoon for me, so it's like perfect. Nothing wrong with that. My guest tonight, today, I should say, not tonight. See, I'm so used to saying that. My guest today is such an awesome author. Like I said, I've had her on the show before. We just hit it off. I mean, we've talked even on Skype, and she's got some wonderful things to share with you. And I'd like to also tell everybody about the magazine. This guest is also a featured contributor, mysticlivingtoday.com. You know, I'll be doing that, near the end of the month. I start getting material. Even now I'm getting material. It's unreal, which is good for me, because I have a handle on it, and I don't have to worry about running, you know, down to the wire. Although I do get a lot of stuff late, and I put it in. So if you have any articles, any poetry, any excerpts from your book, all you have to do is email me at stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. And also, I also want to tell everybody about my other site, stars with a Z, psychics.com. All these stars, I know, it's unreal, isn't it? One day I'll share with you how that came to be. But, of course, that is my name, StarsCast. So the site is stars with a Z, psychics.com. We have specials going on there for first-time people that come to the site. We have really great rates. We have membership rates. Right now we have 10 minutes for $10, 15 minutes for $15, and 25 minutes for $25, which is really, those are really great prices when you think about it, with top people. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my guest, and her name is Barbara Berger. Barbara, how are you tonight? Today. I keep saying tonight. See, I'm so brainwashed. What is that? I'm brainwashed for the tonight, this afternoon.
Well, it's tonight here, my dear, so that's great. It is tonight. So it's fine with me, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
That's right. It's tonight for you. What time is it there?
Yeah, we're 6 hours ahead of you, so it's 7 p.m. in the evening here.
Okay.
So it's getting
dark. Yeah,
so
okay.
It
so it is tonight.
It is tonight.
But, you know, I'm so used to it. You're the only one that I do an afternoon show with, and I would do it any time, any day for you. Anyways, we want to talk about this book, The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul. You had it published in 30 languages. That just seems really awesome. And you sold almost 1 million copies worldwide. Is that tremendous or what? That's got to be tremendous, Barbara, isn't it?
It's definitely, definitely tremendous. It's such a popular book. People just love this book because it's fast food for the soul. It gives you right up front stuff you can do right this red hot minute to make your life better today. So it's a book about power and how to take your power back. That's why it's called The Road to Power. It's all about your power and the power of your mind and how you can use it wisely to make your life better right now.
Right now, today.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, how does one get on the road to power? I mean, you know, we all want to kind of be in control of what we're doing, not totally control, because you can never really be in control. But how does this book help somebody who's maybe struggling, who seems to be falling behind and not really doing the things that they want to do? And isn't that about, you know, taking control of your power?
Well, the thing is, this book is about the most important power that we have. And that is the power of our mind. So this book is about how you can, first of all, understand the power of the mind, understand the way your mind works so that you can use this power wisely to improve your life, to make better choices, to have better experiences right now, right here, this day. But the problem for most people is that they are not aware of the enormous power of their minds. They're not aware that they get to experience the focus of their attention. That's the key to using this power. And the book is about, first of all, understanding that in every situation, no matter what's going on, you could say, whatever's going on, I call that reality. You know, the situation you're in, the people who show up, the things that are happening, that's reality. But then you have your focus on what's going on. In other words, you have your thoughts about what's going on. You have your way of relating to what's going on. And the way you focus, the way you interpret what's going on, that's what determines your experience. And when we understand this mechanism, and we understand that the way we look at things, our thoughts are determining our experience, not actually what's going on. So in other words, if you look at something and you think, oh, this is great, then you're going to feel good. You're going to be happy. And if you look at something
exactly.
and you think, oh, this is terrible, then you're not going to be so happy. So once we understand that we have a choice, we always have a choice how we're going to look at stuff, how we're going to relate to stuff, then we can start taking our power back. So that's what this book is about. Every single chapter is about a specific way of using this power more wisely, understanding it and using it. And each chapter has like a specific sort of exercise or approach to learning to master the power of your own mind. So that's why people
love
the book.
Does this have like a lot to do with people say, oh, this is manifestation. So how does it relate to that? Because if you're, I mean, you're looking at something and say, oh, wow, like I'll look at the magazine and I'll say, oh, wow, this is great. Look at all the stuff in there. I mean, I look at the end result and it makes me feel great. But does that have anything to do with me manifesting for the next issue or the next stuff that's coming in? Because I'm pulling in this feeling of it being great. So how can it not be great, correct?
Exactly. That's a good example. In other words, if you look at it like every single person, every single thought that we has a vibrational frequency. And if you think about yourself as you're kind of like a radio tower and you're sending out this frequency into the universe, and whatever your frequency is, you attract more of the same. You attract more situations, people. You attract things that match your frequencies. That's why we always say like attracts like. It's the law of attraction. And so your example here, if you're focusing on, oh, my magazine is great, I have all these great authors, we have such great writers, we have such great articles, there's so many people who are benefiting from it, so many people who are loving this, so then you're on a very high frequency. That's the frequency of love and gratitude. And when you're on that very high frequency, you will attract more of the same. So that's really, again, that's a perfect example of how this works. I like to explain it like this to people. You could say in every situation we have a choice. Are we going to be problem oriented or are we going to be solution oriented? In other words, are we going to focus all our attention on everything that can go wrong, all the stuff we don't like about this situation or this person, all the negative stuff? So that's if you're problem-oriented. Or in the same exact situation, same exact person, you could also focus on everything that's good about this situation, all the positive, how you can make it better, what can I learn from this person. So the reality still is what it is, but your focus determines how it's going to progress for you and what you're going to attract more of. So it's very, very, very magical when we start to understand that we have this power. You have this power, and I have this power, and everybody else has it too. So what
okay,
could
people,
be more
cool? You know, like the ladies out there, and even the men are thinking, well, how do you relate this to a person? So in other words, you know, if you have a person in your life, or maybe you don't, or you see somebody that you would like maybe to get to know. So you have to kind of look at this because you have the power to look at this in a way that, oh, well, if I have the chance to talk to this person, it's going to work out great. It may not be love, but it's going to work out great. I mean, is that how you approach something like that? I like to do it on a one-on-one kind of thing because people out there are always thinking, oh, gee, you know, I like this guy or I like this gal, and nothing ever comes of it. But it's how you perceive it, isn't it? I mean, it's the power. You have the ability to manifest, but you have to, I think of it just now as a cake. You're putting the frosting on it, but it's got to be really great frosting. It's got to be really nice. It's got to have a good taste, a good flavor, look good. So you have to have this attitude when you approach something, no matter what it is, magazine, my other sites, whatever it is, a trip that might be coming up for you, Right? Mm-hmm. You have the power, you're talking about that, to approach it in the right way, because you're going to only attract all of that back to you. Correct?
I say in the book that you are the choice maker in your life. In other words, and the reason why I know that's true is you are the only thinker in your mind. I mean, we have to really meditate on that. Nobody else can get in your head and control the focus of your attention. Only you can do that. So that's the reason why you can take your power back. Most of us are, because we're not aware. It's just ignorance. We're just not aware of our power. We're not aware of this mechanism, so we don't use it wisely. But once we wake up to the mechanism, and once we understand that we are the choice maker, then we can start doing things more consciously. You know, I'm a coach, and I coach people every day. I talk to people every day about this stuff. And a lot of people come to me, and they're pretty aware of it, but they're not practicing it consciously enough. I always say that it's not enough to just, you know, read a book about it or listen to us on the radio talking about it. We have to practice focusing our attention. So I call this kind of training mental training. It's much more difficult than physical fitness. It's mental fitness. In other words, becoming aware of the focus of our attention. How am I relating to something? Am I problem-oriented or solution-oriented? Am I looking at all the negative or am I looking at all the positive? Where am I in terms of this situation or this person, as you say? And then if your focus is not going to manifest the things that you dream of, change your focus, because you can do it, because you are the only thinker in your mind. You are the choice maker. So
you have to almost look at it in a different way. If something is not happening for you, maybe you're looking at it totally wrong. Maybe you're not giving it all the positivity that you can to, because it, you're right, we're like radar. Somebody once said that you could be like, you know, light in a lighthouse. You know, that beam is going on and on and on, over, round and round, and it's attracting, well, it's supposed to be attracting all the things that you are trying to manifest. And manifest, a lot of people say, oh, well, I've tried that, it doesn't work. But maybe you haven't tried it completely, like using all the power, like you say, Barbara, to write down, and this is a good thing, I just thought of this too. You make me think of good things. Write this down, all the things, okay, say, no matter what it is, say it's a job. You really want to get a better job. Okay, how are you looking at this better job? Do you feel like you're qualified? Are you not qualified? Are you going in with the attitude, well, no sense in me applying for this, I don't have any of the qualifications? Who says you don't? You won't know until you sit across that potential boss or who's ever interviewing you. You're not going to know. I mean, at my list, you need to have this, this, and this as a degree. Okay, well, maybe I don't have all these degrees. Maybe I have only one. Okay, and for me, if I was going in to get a job, I don't have a lot of credentials, but I have a lot of people skills. I have a lot of I probably have other skills too. I mean, I can lead, I can do all of that, but I don't have the credentials on paper. Maybe that deters people from trying, but it's the same kind of thing. And anything, you can apply this, we can apply your book to anything.
I often coach people who are seeking jobs, and one of the things that we work on, first of all, we make a strength list, all their qualities. And then I really coach them and train them. And as I always say, why are you the best person? Why are you the best candidate for this job? And I tell them that don't send the application, don't go to the job interview until you really believe it yourself. And it's really interesting, the people I work with who get to that point, that they really do believe that they are the best choice for this position, they always get it. And the ones who don't quite get there, they don't quite get there. So it's, again, it's really, really, really important that we watch and notice what we are attracting, because the things that are manifesting in our lives, in other words, all the stuff in the outer, are always reflecting what we've got going on in the inner. And most of us think, oh, you know, it's accidental. It doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't have anything to do with me. But that's not true. Everything that's showing up in your experience has something to do with your vibrational frequency. It's just the way it is. But until we notice it and start making these connections, it's really, really hard for us to take our power back.
I think that's really true. I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, and I can think of things even, some things that happened to me, you know, my background was tennis. I always ran clubs. I started with a small one. And that job kind of fell apart due to lack of funds. But then I got offered, I didn't get offered. Somebody said to me, you would be really good over here. And I thought, oh, my God. Now, listen to this, Barbara. You're going to laugh. I thought, oh, no, I can't. This is a big place. This is like 5 times bigger than what I'm used to running, right? I mean, it was huge. The lady convinced me, because of a lady that I knew at this particular place that I was losing this club job. She said, I'm going to hook you up with her. She's over there at the desk. I want you to go talk to her. So I went and talked to her. She was really nice. She took out an application. She said, you need to apply. And I thought, well, I'm not really a desk person. This is how things can change. And so I filled it out to the best of my ability. I mean, I didn't lie. I told them what I had done. And so now this started off as a receptionist job at the desk, receiving the people, the club members coming in. I was there 2 days. On the third day, the owner comes up to me. He said, I want you in my office. And you know what, Barbara? I thought, uh-oh, what did I do wrong? I've only been here 3 days. How could I possibly do anything wrong? You know? I'm working with this Maureen. You know, she's overseeing everything I'm doing. So I went in there, and I sat down. He closed the door, and I thought, oh, God, he's firing me on the third day. That's what I thought. Then I sat there, and he was smiling, and he said, you know, I've been watching you. And I said, he said, you can really handle, not just handle, but deal with people very well. He said, I want you to be my director of the tennis club. I was honest with him, Barbara. I said, I've never done that before. You'll do fine. You're going to do fine. And you work with the head pro, and then we ended up being wonderful friends, and his wife, and it was wonderful. But I stepped into something that I didn't think I could do. Because, again, it was the credentials, because I didn't have the experience, but it didn't matter. So, you see, when you go to do something, you don't necessarily have to have something on paper.
No, but it's because the most important thing is that you had good energy. That's the secret. In other words,
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you're right. I did. I show, and I'm losing my, not really losing my voice, but I'll take a drink in a minute. But I think he saw something with me, with the people.
That's good.
He knew I want her to do more than what she's doing. And so I did. I did. I really did.
But again, a lot of people, again, it's really important that we follow this up, because a lot of people who have the good so-called credentials, who have a good education or whatever that they think they need on paper, if they don't have good energy, and people skills is good energy, if they don't have that, I mean, I coach people every day who have fine jobs, good job qualifications. It's not there. The problems are always people problems. They don't get along with the boss, or they don't get along with the other managers, or they don't their colleagues. So people skills is actually, well, we're actually talking about love in action. We're talking about, you know, respecting our fellow human beings.
Keep talking. I'm going to go clear my voice. Keep talking.
Okay. We're talking about, you know, getting along with our fellow human beings. Okay. We're talking about getting with our fellow human beings. We're talking about love in action. I mean, what's life about? We all, again, if you think about energy, we all want to hang out with people who have good energy. And we all avoid naturally, instinctively, people who are complainers, who are grumpy. I mean, again, we know. I mean, you know, the vibrational frequency, when you meet somebody who's really, really an angry person and who's always moaning and groaning, we avoid them if we can. I mean, And if somebody is bubbly and passionate and enthusiasm and filled with gratitude and think life is great fun, I mean, we want to hang out with people like that. So that's what I mean by good energy. So when you have this good energy, it's a high frequency. And when you have a high frequency, this story that you tell is a perfect example of
right.
the kind of synchronicity. You couldn't have planned that in a million years, but because of who you were, it just happened naturally. So
right.
that's why
he told me, he said, you know, he convinced me, and I'm sitting there thinking, why is he giving this to me? The position was empty, and mm-hmm. I had my own office. I mean, it was really a nice job, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking, he said, you'll be in charge of this and this and this and this. And I'm thinking, oh, and I've never done this and this and this and this, thinking to myself. But then I sat there, and he was like, he was just stroking me like I had these feathers that he wanted me to realize what he had sitting in front of him was a piece of gold, and he knew it. Well, I stayed there now, long story, I stayed there 6 years. And I ended up creating so much at that club. I did all the USTA stuff. I worked close with the head pro, and I was friends with his wife. We were close friends. He covered me. I covered him. You know, funny thing is we'd have these meetings, and he kicked me under the table because, you know, I can be very outspoken when I know that you're wrong and I need to speak mm-hmm. up. Well, he would mm-hmm. kick me under the table. Shh, don't say anything. He'd kind of give me this look, and I'm thinking, yeah, and I'd squirm in my chair. Yeah, but I want to really tell this owner he's doing this wrong. But it lasted a long time for me, and mm-hmm. and it was because, you're right, it was because the energy he saw and he felt when he watched me. That's mm-hmm. exactly what it was. Even mm-hmm. though I didn't, I mean, I knew how to handle people. I knew how to greet people and assist mm-hmm. them. That was not a problem. I even worked in a nursing home as a hairdresser. So I knew a lot about people. He saw that right mm-hmm. away. This is what I want for my club. This is what mm-hmm. I want her. And mm-hmm. it was a great job. It was a great position. And so people out there listening, so you see you can go in, and it's your energy. It's how that person mm-hmm. sees you, feels how mm-hmm. you are. Look at what she's generating. Oh, my gosh. She's like, even though she can't mm-hmm. do this, I want her to do it because I know mm-hmm. she can do it. That's exactly what he's
doing. And when it's not a good match, then you'll go somewhere which is a better match because, again,
that's right.
Good energy is the guiding light here. So in other words, it's not trying to, people have this idea, most of us have this idea, that we have to rearrange things in the outer. But what I'm saying and what we're talking about now is that the outer will rearrange itself and reflect our energy. So we need to work on how do we raise our own energy. I mean, you do know that my website is called beamteam.com.
Yeah, it is. BEAMTEAN, yes, Beam Team, yes, yes.
Beam. We're here to beam you up because that is that's how we look at things. Our energy, that's like our mission. So we're the Beam Team. We're here to beam you up. In other words, get your energy on a high frequency. That's what we mean by beaming you up. So again, so the whole secret here, the whole. Again, that's why I say that each one of us has more power than we're using. And usually what happens when people come to me, I give them different exercises, you know, to go home and start noticing, you know, how they're thinking. And most people, they get it. They get the principle. But then they come back and they say, oh, my God, Barbara, I really start to realize how negative I'm thinking about so many things. And
right.
so that's when I say, well, that's like, again, where we have to have some practical techniques to start training our thought to a higher frequency. And so I have different chapters in the book about how to do that. For example, the power of affirmation, starting to notice the words that we speak and starting to be more careful about what we're saying. In other words, that everything that we say is our affirmation for ourselves. And if you start listening to what people are actually saying about themselves, or if you even start listening to what you're actually saying about yourself, and if you add to that,
right.
this is going to manifest in my life, then it's like, oh my God, why did I say that? Couldn't I have said it better? Couldn't I speak more affirming about my future? And so
right.
actually, I can share. I have this universal mantra, actually, that I recommend to most people who come to me, which I didn't invent, which is a world famous affirmation that millions and millions of people have used. And if you're listening in, you should write it down and you should try it. The affirmation is, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Now, this affirmation was developed by a French doctor in 1859-60. It's an old affirmation. And he was a medical doctor, and he had all kinds of people come to him with different sicknesses or whatever problems they had. And he realized that there was something deeper, which he called the subconscious. And he decided that he was going to try to help all his patients, no matter what they came to him for, change the programs in their subconscious mind. And so he gave this mantra, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. He gave it to all his patients, and the prescription was to say this affirmation, this mantra, out loud 15 times in a row, at least 3 times a day, with feeling. In other words, you can't say every day. You have to think about what you're actually saying,
right?
Because it's a fantastic universal mantra. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. And if you say that with feeling 15 times in a row, you will actually feel the shift in your energy. And if you follow the instructions, and it's all explained in this book, do it 3 times a day. In other words, when you wake up in the morning, in the middle of the day, and right before you go to bed in the evening. I can tell you that I have actually cured people of deep depression and all kinds of problems by just getting them to do this. So again, this is the power that we have that most of us are not aware of, and we're not actually practicing. So this affirmation is a good example of how you can actually practice this information concretely and specifically in your life right now.
Well, and you can apply this to everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, I always like, because I'm not married, I always like to relate this to a man, okay? So you have to change your attitude. Like say, you know, you see somebody that you would really like to get to know, but
mm-hmm.
right away you set yourself up and say, oh, that's not going to happen because.
Well, that's
because.
That's all that negative
well,
self.
Well, what you need to say is, why not? It can.
Yeah.
It can.
It
of will.
Course. Yeah.
Because
so, again,
you put that out and just think maybe he's receiving it. Oh, she already knows she can. I mean, it's already a done deal. No sense in even trying to talk to her because he's that person, and you can apply this to everything, but I always like to use it because there's a lot of women that always listen. And but I'm thinking that that's part of that too. And even if you don't know the person, what you're sending out,
that's one of the exercises.
Correct me if I'm wrong, they are also receiving.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You don't,
that's
they
the
don't
energy.
Necessarily. Yes, it's the energy. And, you know, I have this one lady that's my mentor. She's been my mentor for many years, 20 years now. And she always
mm-hmm.
tells me, everything is energy. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is right in line with all of this. I mean, it's like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like perfect stuff, perfect. And so now tell us, now there's something here that I wanted to ask you about because I saw this. It says, one of the chapters is the power of no age. Now, can you explain that? What?
That's perfect.
Age does not matter, people. Hello.
Well, just this is the question. So it's a thought in your mind, right? Because the reality
mm-hmm.
is there's only now. There is no future and there is no past. The future is a thought in our mind and the past is also a thought in our mind. So there is only the present moment. But if you think about our programming, we have been programmed, you know, that when you're 20, you act like this, and when you're 30, you're like this, and when you're 40, you're like this, and when you're 50, you're like this, and when you're 60, I mean, every age has we have sort of like a program we plug into. So I like to ask people, and I'm going to ask our listeners and you, who would you be if you didn't know your age? If you absolutely
would I be?
Yeah, exactly, because it's so mind-boggling. It's really hard to figure out who you are if you don't know your age, because we have identified so much with, okay, I'm 52 years old, and that means this, that, and the other. There are certain things I can do. There are certain things I can't do. But if we didn't know, if you're 52 and you didn't know you were 52, how would you feel?
Right.
And then if you start playing around with it, you'll see, well, today I feel like I'm 19. And maybe tomorrow I'll feel like I'm 75. But again, that this whole idea of aging, how much it limits our view of who we are and what we can actually do. So that chapter in this book is about asking yourself this question and taking your power back again in terms of who you are, what you can do, and not being totally defined by what society says you should be like when you're 52. So it's another area where we have to realize how powerful our minds are, and especially when we're programmed in a negative way, that it controls our behavior, it controls our energy, and it also controls what we attract much more than we're aware of it. Actually, there was a very, very interesting experiment that took place at Harvard University that tells you about this power, the power of the mind in terms of aging. They took a group of men, I think it was about 20 men, and they were all 75 years old. And this experiment that they did at Harvard was a bunch of psychologists. They wanted to test this. They took this group, 10 or 20 men, 75 years of age, and they put them in a closed environment where they were going to be locked up with each other for 1 week. And everything in this, it was like a huge house. Everything in this huge house was looked like and sounded like 20 years earlier. So this was 1979. So everything in the house, the television that they could see, the magazines, was from 1959. So in other words, everything reminded them of how they were when they were 55, when they were at the height of their career and when they were working at whatever jobs they had. And so what they did was they took all kinds of measurements of these men, the 75-year-old, before they put them in this closed environment, you know, heart, blood pressure, all these things, how flexible they were, how stiff they were, all the body metrics. They put them in there, and they were all together, and they could only talk about things that they talked about 20 years earlier also. They kept them in this for only one week, and when they came out, they did all these biological measurements again, and they were all younger. Their heartbeats changed, all the biometrics changed, the flexibility of their bodies changed, and actually they say that when they took photographs of them, that each man looked at least 3 years younger. And I find this just so amazing. Just think about
it. It really is fascinating. You can test yourself with it. I have done
exactly.
My age really bothers me, but I'm learning that it's just a number. It really is just a number. And my son, we run around a lot, to the stores and stuff, because I don't have a car. I can drive, but I don't have a car. But anyways, that's a long story. But anyways, so, you know, we always talk about how women look and all of that, and you know, and I mentioned to him just the other day, I said, you know, I said, people never tell me I look good for my age. And he looked over at me and he said, Mother, that's because they don't know your age.
Exactly.
I said, what are you doing? And I laughed. And I said, what do you say? He said, Mother, they don't know how old you are. If they knew and you had a sign on you, they'd say, oh, my God, this lady looks 20 years younger than she is. He says, because that's why. I'm telling you, if I saw you, yeah, you're my mother. You're beautiful. Yeah, but I said, yeah, right. But he said, you're my mother. Yes, okay. But he said, if I saw you, I would think you were like people my age. That's no joke. And I said, he said, look around you. Look in the jewelry store we were just in to get battery in my watch. He said, look. They don't even know. So I am blessed like that. But there is something about an age that tends to make you step back and say, oh, you know, that can't possibly be. That couldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm starting to say, why not?
Exactly. Well, again, it's
a mindset. It's all about how you feel. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you also being a pretty woman, you look in the mirror and some days you say, oh, my God, I look god-awful. And then that later in that day, now you'll do something that'll make you feel really good or you'll do something for somebody else. You look back in the mirror and say, you know what? You don't look so bad today. You see how your look changed even to
they
you?
Do. They do.
I've been testing that. I have been testing it. And it's
true.
It's
true.
Really
I have
so you can add that into your next book. Natalie did this test.
But it is true.
But it's true. It's, all of this is so true. And so now, you've written other books, but this seems, is this was the one that really took you over the top, Barbara?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this book is the one of my books that is the most popular, that has really connected me with so many people. And I've written a lot of other books, as you know.
Yes, I know.
But
I have them
all
on my shelf. I've looked at them all, yes.
So because also that, there's more, each one of my books is sort of, you know, people come to me, they ask me questions, I do workshops, lectures, whatever. And so the more I learn, the more I work with people, I write these different books about the different aspects of how everything I write, all my books are about self-empowerment. In other words, I think that self-empowerment is the most exciting game in town. And that is the meaning of our evolution, that we really start to understand who we are and the amazing power that we do have and that we use it more wisely. There's nothing more important, nothing more challenging, considering our, not just our personal lives, but society, the planet, everything that's going on. So I feel that this is a time of great awakening and that this understanding about the nature of mind, the nature of reality and how we can navigate more wisely is the most exciting game in town, and it's actually what we're here to learn. So if my book.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's not because of people like yourself who have brought all of this to the fore for everybody, who have introduced people to have a new and better way of thinking. Because, you know, I think back to like my mom and my dad, all she knew was to work. I mean, because she was the oldest of 10, and she wanted to do for herself, okay? Well, little Natalie was off on her own a lot, alone, and I managed and whatever. But, see, her thinking was not like that. It was just about to make money because she didn't have it.
But, again, I always say to everyone, it's not like people don't have good intentions, whether it was your parents, my parents, or whoever we're talking about. But this information has not been available. They were ignorant of these. So we can't blame people for being ignorant, but we can try to spread this information so that more and more people have the possibility to be exposed to this information, to start to understand it, and then to start to practice it in their daily lives. That's the mission because, again, ignorance is the cause of all our problems. I mean, that we don't know better. So bless your mother, and she was where she was, but she wasn't aware of these mechanisms at that time. And that
She was a creature of her environment, and even as she was young. But it really helped me in a way to be off on my own. I was an only child, but when you think about it, how I had to navigate myself. And how it taught, I read constantly. I read constantly. I think back to what, you know, some of the things that I never had, but then I think about the things that it allowed me to do. And sometimes when you think about that, it was really a blessing in disguise because I read everything I could get my hands on.
You can see that's your good energy coming out again, Natalie. In other words, it might have been a difficult situation, but it stimulated you to become a little warrior. It stimulated you to read books. It stimulated you to be independent. So instead of moaning crying and groaning about how difficult your childhood was, you're now telling me how it spurred you on to higher and better things. So
it did.
It's a perfect example of someone. You are a perfect example of someone who is solution-oriented and not problem-oriented. So your focus was getting better, and you did. So congratulations.
Yeah, I listened to music, and I watched television. I kept myself busy. I had some friends, but oftentimes the two of them, you know, third person's always out. Usually the three don't really all hang out together. And one girl would go right in front of my house, walk right by my house, and I'd look out, and somebody asked me, well, didn't you get upset? I said, no, I went and looked for a book, and I read. I went outside and read. because had I have moaned and groaned and cried, well, look, they're not coming to get me. Why? Did I do something wrong? No, you didn't do anything wrong, Natalie. You always do something right.
Ooh, good girl. Again,
but probably
I love it.
When I was growing up, Barbara, I didn't think that way. I'm sure I had times when I thought, God, there must be something wrong with me. Why can't the three of us all get, we could get along. But it's just that when it was an even number like two, the third one was always like an extra wheel, and they, you know, but you know what, Barbara? I never did that to them. I never excluded either one to be with the other, ever. I don't know why. It was just the way I was. But maybe it was what I...
You learned.
How I started to live for myself and learn, and I just appreciated, and I wasn't self-centered at all. I mean, that didn't even... It didn't exist for Natalie at all. And so it was actually helpful for my adult life, because look at how I am and look at what I've done.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm
it
all stands to reason. But it is difficult, though, and I have to tell you that sometimes to think this positive and to stop us ourselves and say, well, now what are you thinking here? Now you're putting yourself in a place where this couldn't possibly happen because of the way you're feeling, because of how you're expressing yourself. We have to change that. You have to really stop in your tracks and say, knock it off. Okay, I'm changing that. Erase that. Mm-hmm. It's gone.
Oh, well,
that's what you have to really do. Is that true?
You have to practice. That's why I say that we all have mental habits, and some of them are not for the highest good for us. And once we become aware of them, it takes practice to change. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to think positive, especially if you have a lot of sort of mental habits where you're critical, you're thinking negatively. But once you become aware of what you're doing, again, that's why I have all these techniques in the book, practical things that you can do to practice changing the focus of your attention. In other words, I say to people, it's like, okay, it's like you buy a piano and you put it in your living room because you want to learn to play music. Well, you know that you can't just buy a piano and put it in the living room. Nothing is going to happen unless you practice playing the piano. So it's the same. If you want to play the piano, you got to practice. You got to do the lessons. And this is the same thing. If you want to change thinking, change your focus, you got to practice doing it. And that takes, again, discipline. That's also why, again, I have these exercises where I say, you know, work on this one, like this affirmation every day in every way, or other affirmations, or the different techniques about how you can shift your focus, or I have power questions, or the mental diet. I have all these practical things that people can try. So they're very effective, but nobody can do it for you. You got to do it for you.
That's true. And then once you see something happening, and also while you were talking, I just thought, I have wonderful thoughts when I talk to you. I need to talk to you all the time. Anyways, you have to test it out. Try. Try to change your thinking about something that you desire or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Don't, you know, if you try to do that and then let it go, and you're going to feel better, first of all, because you're going to feel like, wow, this could really happen. This is really happening. And then you're going to see the synchronicities. You're going to see the signs I believe in signs.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I get them.
The thing that's really important,
I get them,
about
but you know, Barbara, I think people will say, oh, that wasn't a sign. There are no coincidences. As soon as you tell yourself that, what do
mm-hmm.
you think the universe is doing? See, I believe there's a higher power anyhow. I mean, I just believe in God. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to. It doesn't matter. You can test this theory out. Let's call it a theory. Try it. See what happens. And also, you're going to be more accepting of the good that's going to come because of what you might want.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting all this cloud over it, like, oh, that can't happen. I'll apply for the job. I'll never get it. Change that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll apply for the job. I'll do my very best, and I will show what I can do. Period.
Mm-hmm.
They're going
mm-hmm.
to see the good energy, and hopefully
mm-hmm.
they'll interview me. And then they'll really see it because I'll be in front of them and I'll knock their socks off. I could probably myself get any job I really wanted. I
mm-hmm.
couldn't have gotten this. Now, this is true, Barbara. I couldn't have gotten this maybe when I was, well, let's see, I was in, I got the club job. You know, I always thought I fell into that one, but I guess I really didn't fall into that. I walked into it.
Mm-hmm.
I walked into that job.
Sure.
Where I was head of something big, you know. And then after I left there, I was offered a position at the USTA
mm-hmm.
Because a lady knew who I was, knew what I had accomplished and done, liked me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, you're perfect. She said, listen to you. I'm listening to you on the phone. She said, you could sell anything. A man told me
mm-hmm.
then I could sell an empty bag. I said, but only if I believed in the product. And he said, and you can make six figures. This was many years ago, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, then money was not important. I was raising my son and all of that. You know, life steps in. But right now, you know, I just know if I applied for something, I would get it. But it couldn't be a cashier. It wouldn't be enough for me. What I'd be doing is I'd be cashiering for everybody that was in line with me cashiering because they couldn't do it. I would be doing it because that's how I am. And so if I could be like this, and I'm not like this all the time, but if I could just be like this, oh, my goodness,
mm-hmm.
I'd be hell on wheels. Look out. Get out of your jobs. I'm coming for it. No.
But again, the key to changing your thoughts, it's not just enough that it's mental. You've got to have the feeling nature along. So, in other words,
yes.
Again, I talk about it in the book, too. If you pick an area and you start to visualize and you see mental images about, you know, how you would like things to be and how your feet, you've got to have how it makes you feel. It's the feeling that we're looking for. It's not just the thinking. So,
right.
So it's a combination. It is, as again, if you go back to that affirmation I gave everyone every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Just think about how that feels if you really, really believe it. If you really, really
yeah.
believe that every day in every way, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. I mean, that feels really, really good. And once you
mm-hmm.
sort of get
it
with it, the feeling, the reason why this affirmation is also so fantastic is it's not so specific. It's very general. So no matter who you are and where you are in your life, there's something in it for you that can get better. So in other words, every day in every way, you are getting better and better. I mean, no matter who you are or where you are, I just love it. I just love that concept of the increasing flow, the being in alignment with the goodness that we seek. I agree with you that this universe, that God is all and God is good. I mean, we have to understand that God is all and God is good, and we don't have to create the good. The good that we seek already exists. But our job is to get in alignment with it by thinking negatively, by having these negative programs about who we are, by not understanding our true power. We're not in alignment with the good that we seek. So this work of aligning our energy, of aligning our thinking with the good that we seek is so fantastic because the good that we seek is there to begin with. We don't have to create it. We just have to get our frequency in alignment with it. So there is, in fact, a chapter in the book called The Power of Right Seeing, The Power of the Good, The Power of Focusing Your Attention on, you could pick, for example, strength. You want to feel stronger. So the exercise is, so then focus your attention on strength. Look at the strength that already exists. Look at the strength of the trees outside. Look at the strength of the ocean. Look at the strength of the waves. Look at the strength in the babies. Look at this. I mean, if you want more strength, you have to align yourself with that good that you seek. In other words, where can you see strength? And then you can look at your own self and see, well, where do I have strength? How much strength do I already have in my body? How much strength do I have in my life? How have I manifested strength? So it's this alignment with the good that we seek. We could be much better at it, all of us.
Yeah, and like you said, it's just like seeing it, just being it and feeling it and knowing that it can be for you. It really, and the way people look at things sometimes people get afraid. They see something or they feel something and they're afraid. They're afraid, but all they have to do is take that one step towards it, and they're going to start to understand that it's just not in your head. And, I can apply this to a lot of things. And I know that what you feel inside, it can reflect what's on the outside. I mean, I'm all about the inner part of oneself, all about the soul, all about the heart, and the mind. You know, I never realized this, and this is true. When I was in school, I really didn't have any help, extra help at all. I just had to flounder on my own. But it wasn't until I got to be older, Barbara, of what I can do. And the man who taught me how to do QuickBooks and bookkeeping, he told me, he says, you know why you got this so good? And I said, no, you tell me. He says, because you wanted to learn. You asked all the right questions. He said, I could see you, and I do this the same thing, you know, with all these monitors I have, with all these businesses that I run. I ask. If I don't know it, I'll ask. I asked him a question. I don't know how to do that, Vince. Well, then, sit down. I'm going to show you how. And he said, and then you remembered it, and you carried it through. And one of the nicest compliments I got was yesterday from my CPA. She looked at me, and I had this stack of stuff, accounts payable, accounts receivable for my business. It's big. Every day I receive. She looked at me and she said, you know what? I have to give you an A+. She said, you are phenomenal. There's just one little thing I want you to change. Nothing crucial. But she says, I looked at all this. She says, do you realize some people bring stuff to me in a paper bag? Not you. But that's one example of what, but I couldn't do this 30 years ago. I wasn't there. And I don't really know why. I don't think, maybe I wasn't exposed to stuff. And this applies to a lot of people right now. And they're so afraid that whatever it is you want, whomever you want to connect with, you can do it. Just do it. Just know it's going to work out good. Just have it come from within and it's going to work out good. That's part of your power.
Yeah, but again, we're all on this soul journey. We're all evolving. So once we understand that we're all evolving to greater good, we're all, and that even the difficulties that come to us, and many of the things that you have talked about on this show, the difficulties have been your stepping stones. You could say your teachers, the hidden gifts, the challenges. They're all there for us. So it's all part of the journey. So whatever happens, it's like part of your evolution. And once we have that view of things, then we feel more relaxed about trying things out. And there is, again, also part of that is there is no such thing as making a mistake. It's all trial and error. It's all learning. Because, I mean, how do we learn anything? I mean, if we don't try,
You have to take that step towards what it is you would really like.
You have more peace of mind in taking that step if you have a little bit of more bigger perspective and understand that it's all part of your journey. And that whatever you are moving towards, you know, then you walk, climb this mountain, and when you get to the top of this mountain, then you'll see there's a bigger mountain in the distance. So it's never going to be over. We're all evolving souls. We're all on this journey of evolution. And so I think that, again, to start working with your mind, to start working with some of the techniques that we're talking about tonight, is like, it's so exciting because it's like, by taking your power back, it's like, I can do this myself. I don't need anybody's permission to work with my own mind. And in fact,
now what
nobody
have you got
else
to lose? In the process, Barbara, you're going to feel better about you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel better because you're not holding yourself back.
Absolutely.
You're moving forward. I've been working on that even before I talked to you, and I don't even know. Sometimes I do things and I don't even know why, but I just do them, and it's right in line with our conversation about we're all very powerful. We can all, I mean, if you, no matter what you want to succeed in, no matter what you want to do, if you have the desire there, don't spin anything negative on it. Think positive and utilize that and feel it. And you don't even have to feel like, say you want to be the president of this company. Well, yeah, that's going to take some steps. We know this. I mean, you're not going to go from a secretary to the president. I mean, you could if your father owned it. But, you know, but the thing of it is that...
That's a really important part of this here, that as you are evolving, you have to be realistic about what's the next step. If you set your sights, as you just said, from secretary to president, you don't want to make the leap so great. It has to be doable from where you are. That's also very important in this visualization, power of positive thinking thing. People get tripped up by trying to leap too far. It's better to think about little by little by little. Again, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. It's little by little, and so that you start to get confidence in the forward motion. I can do that. Because people often trip themselves up if they set their sights too far away. So don't do that. That's one of the sort of beginner mistakes. It's not an on-off switch. It's a gradual process. I have some stories in the book, too, about my own process, about how I gradually envisioned. I use the Napoleon Hill exercise, which I talk about in the book. Envisioned making more money. I was a single mother with three sons. And the things that I did practically myself to little by little take control of my life, little by little make more money, all those. So it's the little by little is really, really important here if you don't want to trip yourself up. And I can see also that we're running out of time. I'd just like to say before we end this show that I'm giving away a free ebook about the way the mind works. It's called The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way Your Mind Works. And all of our listeners here, you can get one for free if you go to my website, which is beamteam.com, beamteam.com. And it says on the front page how you send me an email, and then we'll send you your free ebook right away. It's a little short book. It's an introduction to a lot of the things Natalie and I have been talking about, the power of your mind and how to use it. So I would love to share that with you if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, it's also on our show page. And I have to thank Candy. Now, Candy's listening, but I couldn't open the chat room because I had issues with, you know, sometimes the best laid plans, of course, they don't. You know, I thought I was up to date, and then, well, they're always up to date. Sometimes they make a mistake, too. They're not perfect. I'm glad to admit that they're not. But anyways, I want to thank her. She's the one that does the show page. She's the one that puts it out on all the social media for me. And you can always go back and look to see what the shows have been and everything that Barbara's talked about in her books. And I want to ask you before we go, are you working on something else?
Yes, I am, actually. I've just finished a new book. It's called Healthy Models for Living and Relationships, The Power of Truth in Action. I've just finished it, and it's more of this good stuff. And this time it's applied to actually some of the things we've been talking about, good people skills, having healthy boundaries, improving your self-esteem, all this kind of stuff. So it's a never-ending journey for me, too. All the stuff that we're learning and all that I can share with you, it's my Passion, my pleasure.
Yeah, and what? Yeah, is it coming out soon, or it's got to go to the publisher, or what?
Got to go to the publisher. I've just finished it. But there's a lot of other good books of mine that people can get. All of my books are actually on Amazon.com. And actually, The Road to Power right now is on sale. It's only half price on Amazon. So you can go in and get that. And then there's my book, Find and Follow Your Inner Compass, The Awakening Human Being, and Are You Happy Now? 10 Ways to Live a Happy Life. All of these books you can get on Amazon. So there's plenty of good stuff for me if you'd like to see a bit more of these thoughts that we have been sharing.
And it's been wonderful, of course. Always good talking to you. We'll have to do this again. That's all, because we could talk for hours probably. And really, there's nothing wrong with that. I just let everybody know the rapport that you and I have had that we got right away. People say, how do you talk to these people that you don't know? And I keep myself open for it, I guess. Barbara, you probably would know, but I love doing this. I love meeting new people. We're friends, but even the first time, and anybody that comes on the show after that or before, all the ones that I've done, and it's going to be, I've been doing them since June. I did topics before for over five years, but then I went to the interviews. And, you know, it's funny, Barbara, but I wasn't going to continue with them. I thought, I don't know if I want to do this, you know. And pretty soon I was another one and then another one. And it's, for me, it's letting the world know about people like yourself, Barbara. That's one of my jobs, is to promote and to and help the world. And a lady, an author, just 2 weeks ago told me, she said, I want to thank you, Natalie, for what you're doing for the world. And I kind of sat back in my chair and I thought, gee, nobody's ever said that on the air. Oh. I mean, I hear it, you know, and it made me feel really good because, yes, that's one of my jobs.
Well, again,
my job is not, I'm okay, I'm comfy money-wise. I don't need to be a millionaire-ish. But what I want to do is help to change the world. And when I bring beautiful people like yourself with all your work, all this beautiful stuff, they can learn. They don't have to go to college. They can learn in their own home. And like you said, your book is half off right now at Amazon. And you'd be foolish not to get it, because just listening to you, we can all tell that how all the knowledge that you have. And you, too, had a road to follow. You had to walk on this road. You just didn't get up one day and say, well, here I am. I'm perfect. I can do it all. No, even Barbara had to work on things, too, just like me, just like those that are listening. So with that, I'm going to wish you well, Barbara. We will talk again. Of course, you'll get my little reminder about the magazine. I'm kind of relentless. I have some of them say to me, oh, my God, she's writing me again? Well, no, it's 30 days down the road, you know. But it's because I love doing it. You know, my magazine is actually 20 years old this year. Mm-hmm. That magazine is 20 years old. Can you believe
again,
that?
Thank you.
That's the first thing I put out. I had planetstars.com, which is still out. I still have it. It's the hub for everything that I do and own. But it was a magazine that came forth the next year, and it just fell in my lap, and I thought, oh, God, I have to do this. And they said, yep, you'll do really good at it. Well, you know, a force of numbers. I mean, what was I going to say? I couldn't fight all of them. So I started with it slow and small, and it's just growing and growing and growing. And we do have changes in the works, Barbara. Yes, I know we've talked about that. Everything is a process when you're working. I have a wonderful webmaster, but unfortunately he's got other work that he does. And if I could just have him to myself, oh, my God, would I be a happy camper, but I can't do that. But anyway,
you
have a great evening over there. It's probably, what is it, like 7 o'clock or something like that? What time is it?
8 o'clock. So thank you.
Have a good rest of your evening. And I love you very much, and I'm so glad we got to do this again. And thanks to everybody out there. Do go to her site, beamteam.com, and look at what she has to offer. Get her free ebook that she's got. She's going to let you utilize her talents, and it's free. How can you beat that? You can't, which is a wonderful thing. And I also want to remind people about the show next week. It will be a regular time, 8 o'clock p.m. And Barbara's the only one that I do in the afternoon, but I'll accommodate anybody. I mean, I've got some man, I think he's in China or someplace. I don't know where he is, But you can bet I'm going to have to move the time frame a little bit for him too. And but I love doing that. I mean, it's because it's new. I mean, it's not dark out. It's sunny. It's the middle of the day here. I'm happy. I'm going to go outside and all that kind of good stuff. Barbara, we'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay, and thank you for all you do. Blessings to you,
oh,
Natalie.
Thank you for all you do. You know, we are what we are because of each other. So, and I'm going to end the show like I always do, and I don't know if Barbara knows this, but I always end it with, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. With that, I will say goodbye and see you next week. Bye, Barbara. I love you.
Bye. Thank you.